Broadcasting live from the Georgia World Congress Center in Atlanta, Georgia, the Training 2015 Conference and Expo.
And we are back, afternoon of day two from the show floor of Training 2015 Conference and Expo. Your hosts, Stone Payton and Lee Cantor, on behalf of Training Pros. In this segment, we're going to get a chance to visit with VP Academy, Miss Laura Wall-Clevis. Did I say that right?
You said it right.
All right. I think some of the words you got right. I don't know if all of them.
All right. So you're Vice President Academy Duarte?
Yes, I am.
All right. So tell us, what does that job entail?
Well, I head up Duarte's Academy. We are a communications firm that specializes in presentations, and we work with some of the biggest and brightest brands and thought leaders around the globe. We help them to create their presentations. And out of Nancy Duarte's, our CEO's, now 4 books, soon to be 5 books, we have developed a training organization. We teach people how to create presentations for themselves.
So what are some good starting points for creating a presentation on your own?
Well, first of all, you need to start by thinking about your audience. Most people start by opening up their laptop or
firing
up their computer.
Let me get all my brain, get everything out of my brain, and they're not even considering the audience?
That's exactly right. Don't open up your PowerPoint or your keynote or your Prezi. Start thinking about your audience and actually build your strategy about what you want to communicate and how you want to communicate it outside of the computer. Think about your big idea. Think about how you want to change your audience from the moment they get into your presentation to the moment that they leave. Because ultimately, when you leave, they have to carry on your idea forward. And if they don't get your idea in the time you're with them, then your idea dies.
Right, because a lot of learning, I don't want to say a lot, but there's learning that sounds good when you're in the moment. And then as soon as you leave, then it's like, oh, yeah, I remember I took that class sort of a few months ago, and I remember something vaguely about it.
Exactly. So, you know, if you continually think about who your audience is while you're building your presentation, both the words and then the visuals, mm-hmm. you're going to have a better chance of actually impacting them and persuading them with your idea, whatever the idea is. It could be learning. It could be a sales idea. It could be, you know, give me more money because I need to build a company. Whatever the idea is, you want to leave them with the excitement to move that idea forward.
Now, your sweet spot, online, instructor-led, or do you play equally well in both camps?
We think we play equally well in both camps. We have 4 ILTs, 3 one-day workshops, and a 2-day visual story workshop, which I actually delivered here at the conference. And we also have an e-learning platform that we launched last May.
So when the person that's teaching people how to do this and you're doing it, that's a lot of pressure, right? Because now they're looking at you as like, this is as good as it's going to get.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Which is why I have 4 facilitators that go out on the road and deliver this. And I get to stay home most of the time and just run the company.
So what kind of challenges did you face as you were developing the e-course? Or did you find that challenging?
Very challenging. First of all, we didn't know what we didn't know. And I had a client, a pretty big client with a global constituency, just begging us to create an e-course. So we launched in. And I think that the biggest challenge was really underestimating our budget and the time it takes
wow,
to develop it.
Wow, that's the first time I've ever heard that.
Yeah, I know. We're special snowflakes, what can I say?
But when you have a global constituency, how do you become audience-centric because you have different cultures to
deal
with?
That's
going
to be tough.
It is tough. And, you know, frankly, we share with people right now that we're English-speaking and U.S.-centric, and that is a place that we need to go eventually. And mm-hmm. she understood that, and we will be building it out to focus on key languages around the globe eventually. It just takes time. It takes time. But honestly, one of the other gigantic challenges which kept us from building our e-course initially was, how do you take our workshop, which is analog? We don't use the computer in our workshops, believe it or not, to teach how to do presentations. And so how then to take our methodology and put it online? And it was really a huge stumbling block for us. We just couldn't quite get there.
It was difficult to translate it into the computer, or like what was holding you back?
It wasn't that it was difficult translating into the computer. What was difficult about it was that we teach people not to open up their computers. And so now all of a sudden we're teaching people online how not to open up their computers. And it just, kind of got us stuck. So ultimately what we did is created, many modules, different styles, very short, compelling, humorous, engaging modules, and applied a whole lot of downloadable job aids to it so that people could actually get out from the screen and practice what we were teaching them online, but on their desk.
So it was more experiential rather than just clicking a mouse and moving to the next screen.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So out of this journey, did something evolve that you would be willing to characterize as framework or methodology that's repeatable and transferable the next time you're going to do this, or as you're going to help other folks? Have you got step 1, 2, 3 and that kind of thing?
Absolutely. Step 1 is understand your audience. Step 2 is develop your big idea. Step 3 is to plot the audience's journey. So where are they when they come into your presentation or your learning? Where do you want them to be when they leave? And ultimately, don't bore them with a lot of really terrible visuals. Find compelling images that support your message that doesn't infringe upon your message.
And are those born partially from some of the common mistakes that you've seen instructors make in the past, like personally attending training?
Well, yes, but even bigger than that, it's born out of Duarte's 26 years of creating presentations for all kinds of organizations and individuals. It's more of a global methodology than it is specific to learning.
Now, do you find that e-courses work better for some subject matter than others, or is it kind of works everywhere?
Well, I can't speak for all e-course out there because we really focus on our own. We're not building for others. I would have to say that if you build it appropriately, you have a focused message, you've thought about who your learner is, and you apply basic design principles to your e-learning, you're going to be able to create something that's decent to go through. The last thing that you should do is cut and paste out of a dense text and put it online without any kind of graphic
and
representation,
then
and then call it an e-course. Exactly.
Because I bet you've seen some of that out there, huh?
Yeah, I saw some today.
Ouch. Oh.
So, but if Duarte's been at this for some 26 years, that speaks to the way that they approach learning. They've had to be adaptive all the way through that whole time period, and I suspect that you guys will continue to be adaptive as new technologies, new platforms, new devices.
Absolutely. I mean, a few years back, this newfangled device called Prezi came out, and everybody was enamored by it because it could spin and move and, do all kinds of cool things that people think PowerPoint Keynote can't do, when in fact, it's just simply an application. And if your application is what everybody's impressed with, then they've missed the point of your message.
Right. The content should be kind of the important thing, right?
Absolutely.
Not the delivery method?
Absolutely.
Okay, so let's walk through the engagement cycle, if we might. And I'll give you a client, Business Radio X, small business talk only network, building affiliates throughout the country. We've got to transfer some key training messages to them. Step 1, we sit down in the conference room and just kind of share our story and start sharing with you what we want to transfer, and then you just walk us through a little bit of an engagement, if you would.
Absolutely. We sit with clients every single day in what we call a discovery meeting.
Okay.
So we will sit with the key stakeholders and walk them through a series of questions and generally just have a conversation about what the client's needs are, you know, what their unique selling proposition is, who their audience is, and what they need to communicate. What's the key message, the big idea that they think they need to communicate? And then we'll go away, and our content folks, our strategists, our art directors and designers will then create an initial script that we then share with the client. And after that, it really follows a very normal and straightforward design process. The difference, I think, is in how we treat the tool, the device of PowerPoint mm-hmm. or Keynote compared to so many other organizations out there. And that we do it, you know, 250 times a year times 26 right. years. Yeah, I mean, we've got some experience.
You got it down now.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So.
Now, how important is it to be disciplined and kind of narrow the focus to just a few key points?
Oh, it's very important to focus
in. Because you
know
how they start with one thing and then it creeps into like,
absolutely. In order to really communicate clearly, you must focus in on what your message is. And that's not just the big message, the big idea. When you are delivering throughout your presentation or your training, you must know exactly where you're going and how you're going to be guiding your mm-hmm. learners through that process. Because without that, it's like getting in a car and driving without a roadmap.
Right.
And it's very important to stay focused on the message, to have your visual be as single-minded as possible. Because otherwise people will get lost in the weeds. The presenters, the trainers get lost as
right.
well.
So this day and age, 26-year track record, obviously on the cutting edge of designing these tools to deliver bottom line results. Does the phone ring pretty much and you're getting to choose clients, or are you out there doing some active, I don't know, marketing or selling or sharing of thought leadership and stuff to stay out in front of folks?
All of the above. We have been blessed in that our CEO, Nancy Duarte, 6-7 years ago now, decided to write her very first book, Slideology, and that was published in...
Slideology, I like it.
Slideology, and that was published in August of 2008. Well, we know in September of 2008, the financial market collapsed here
right.
in the United States, and it really helped to sustain our business, and more importantly, helped our clients... communicate more clearly. I mean, as their advertising and marketing budgets were drying up, what remained was, okay, I still have to get out and talk to my customers.
Mm-hmm.
And so over time, you know, we do have people who continue to come back to us, who leave our client companies and go to other companies and come back to us. But we also are active out there speaking, doing things like this. Nancy speaks very frequently. And we do good old-fashioned marketing as well.
So to the unwashed, the idea of something like communication training may sound a little soft, but that's not the case at all. I mean, this can have a very real and lasting impact on the bottom line of an organization.
Absolutely.
Yes?
Absolutely. I mean, if you think about it, companies spend, you know, millions of dollars on their marketing and their advertising
sure.
to get their message out there, to get the opportunity to have a face-to-face meeting with a client. And then they send their salespeople out with a really bad presentation. How about taking just a little bit of that marketing and advertising budget and invest it in your presentation? Teach your sales team to be able to communicate effectively, to actually internalize the message and not have to read a bunch of bullet points from a slide, but to actually know what the corporate message is and the product selling position is before they go out and waste that face-to-face opportunity.
And I'll take it one step further. Teach everybody in the organization, because your whole organization could be your sales force.
Yep. You never know where that sale is going to come from.
So
you're absolutely
even
right.
A person who's answering the phones in a call center should be able to articulate the kind of the value proposition of the company.
Most definitely.
And for the benefit of our listeners, there are two people at this table with notes. One of them is Lee. One of them is Stone. Laura has internalized every single word that she's made. She doesn't have a note in front of her. She is speaking from the heart, from the mind. The lady knows what she's talking about. But that's really important that the folks are able to communicate in that fashion. And if they do use something like a slide or a job aid, that it serves to reinforce, not that they're just leaning on it.
Correctly.
And reading instead the slide. Of
them, right. It doesn't replace the person.
Right. HBR, Harvard Business Review, came out with a study, I think July of last year, talking about the skills that people need in order to climb the ladder. And communication skills were top of that list.
I would imagine.
It's critical. And most universities, if they teach communication, they're not teaching how to develop a presentation. PowerPoint is the second most used application behind email. And yet nobody talks about how to build a compelling, persuasive PowerPoint presentation. And that's really what we're all about. We're trying to change the world one presentation at a time. I mean, quite seriously.
And if it's the most used, then it's probably also the most misused.
Oh, yeah. Right. Absolutely.
Before we wrap, I just got to know, your backstory. How did you get to this place in your career? Were you always involved in the training and development arena?
No, I'm new. I was hired by Duarte 5 years ago to lead their infant academy with absolutely no training and development experience
wow.
whatsoever. However, my entire career comes from marketing and advertising, and I am the daughter of an elementary school teacher. So I guess I can say education is in my blood. And in fact, can I share a little bit more about education real
Please,
quick?
Please, absolutely.
Well, we talk to adults and teach adults all day long, and we've had this burning dream to actually impact the educational system in this country and get our methodology into the hands of elementary school kids. Well, we just did that for a small school district in the San Francisco Bay Area, Burlingame.
Yes. All right.
And we taught 60 fifth graders our visual story methodology. We met with them for 1 hour a week for 9 weeks, and they are now preparing to create presentations for their year-end TED-like event, and we couldn't be more proud. We just rolled out a beta to more teachers in the Burlingame District, as well as some educators in the San Jose Unified School District. And they are just gobbling it up. So we are really hoping that that's going to be a whole nother avenue to just spread the message. And we figure if we're teaching adults how to undo all of their bad behavior, let's get to the kids before they have that bad behavior.
Exactly.
Let's teach them how to do it the right way from day one.
So I bet the kids were just eating this up, right? They probably loved playing with it and actually doing it and then being so proud when they accomplished it.
It was amazing. I have two kids myself, and I work with scouts, and to watch my instructional designer, Eric Albertson, hold 60 fifth grade kids, these are 10-year-olds, hold their attention for an hour a week for 9 weeks. It was absolutely amazing. One little story, we heard a little girl the day before the second session telling a friend of hers that she had to go to the dentist and was going to miss Duarte. Yeah, I mean, we were
wow.
just kind of, I know, we were kind of shocked. You know, here's this 10-year-old going to miss our workshop.
So now what did the finished product look like at the end? Was it amazing?
Yeah, they gave back, they presented back a 5-minute presentation. We structured it around convincing a fictitious character to move from England to come to one of their colonies. So they were learning about the 13
right.
colonies, and we created this character, Thaddeus Winthrop, mm-hmm. and they needed to convince Thaddeus to bring his family to their colonies, and they were really cool, really, really awesome presentations.
That's great.
You know, single images on a screen, they didn't look at their notes, they
yes.
stood
yes.
up and, you know, looked people in the eye and just talked from the heart. It was
so
really
fun. So now
when
you go to your real clients, you can go, look, I got a 10-year-old.
Right,
you know,
knocking it out
here's
the park.
Here's the video of a 10-year-old in 9 weeks, an hour a week.
You better believe it. I actually said that on Saturday morning here, and one of them said, oh, we're going to be smarter than than a fifth grader, and I said, well, we'll see.
We'll see about that at the end of this.
Exactly.
Wow, what an inspiring story and stimulating conversation. Keep up the good work. How can folks learn more? Website or away from the room?
Sure.
About Duarte?
Come check out Duarte. It's www.duarte.com. That's Duarte.com. Eric and I are going to be speaking tomorrow morning, so if you want to come check us out, I think we're speaking at 11 o'clock. And, you know, thank you so much for the opportunity. It's really fun. I really appreciate it.
All right.
Well, it's been an absolute delight having you on the broadcast. We'll do it again sometime, and we'll let Eric come, too.
Sounds great. Thanks so much.
We'll be back in a few from the show floor of Training 2015 Conference and Expo.
This has been a Special Business Radio X production brought to you by Training Pros, your source for local learning and development experts. Learn more at training-pros.com.